Yeah, no worries. How's it going, Trix?
Pretty good. Cold morning. Getting some tea. Trying to warm up.
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. What'd you say?
I said it's a cold morning. Drinking some tea right now. What about you?
Yeah, same. It's freezing right now where I am. Been a crazy couple of days, though.
Yeah.
All this, the Osmo spam and Creo launch. I feel like I've been glued to my computer for the last, 48 hours.
Yeah, I wish I can say it's only 48 hours.
This is, I think, the first Twitter space that I've co-hosted, so I'm not sure how to pull up Dino. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I tried to invite him to speak.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep,
we can hear you.
Right on.
How's it going?
It's good. Just driving back from work, and there's a bunch of traffic here. There's a lot of wind damage all over and a bunch of trees on the ridge.
Oh, wow. Where are you calling in from?
Spain.
Oh, okay. I figure we can give it another maybe 2-3 minutes, and then we can go ahead and get started. That's cool with you guys?
Yeah, no problem.
Sounds great.
Hey, everybody else. Hey, Johnny. Sentry and Membrane Mobile.
All right, I think we can probably go ahead and get started, and then as we go along, more people will probably come in and listen. You guys good to go?
Yep, all good.
Yep. All right. Well, hey everyone, welcome to the CDT Strategies Twitter space. I'm Robo, and here with Trix and Dino. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves as well?
Hello, I'm Trix. I'm the founder of Membrane. Yeah, that's about it.
Hey, Lunar Dino. I'm mostly a wrecked lunatic that has lurked for a long time, and through the bear, I've met some great people, and I'm trying to leverage those relationships to really work on community engagement and put out some educational material for everyone in the cosmos.
Awesome. And so today we're here to kind of chat a little bit about CDT strategies. You know, Membrane just went live, a couple months ago, and has this CDT stablecoin, and I've been really excited to talk about strategies ever since our last Twitter space with Osmosis Grants, which was really, really great. So I kind of just want to dive in and start with a little bit of background. Trix, can you tell us what is CDT?
Okay, so CDT is a stablecoin, a decentralized stablecoin that is minted with collateral or collateralized debt position. So so stablecoins have three different ways you can mint. It's either fiat backed like USDC, minted and burn like UST and Luna, or collateralized debt positions, which are more or less just loans that mint the stable. Like MakerDAO, and so far it seems like collateralized debt positions are the safest way to create a decentralized stablecoin. So CDT is, I guess, the next step in that direction to optimize the CDP model.
And so CDT is sort of like a floating peg stablecoin. Is that right?
Yeah.
And What does that mean?
So stablecoins have either a hard peg or a soft peg. A hard peg just means the peg doesn't move, more or less. So most stable coins you'll find are hard peg. So DAI is hard peg. The only one that's not hard peg that I know of is Rye. But basically, so if you're not hard pegged, you're soft or floating. And floating just means that the peg can move, and the stablecoin chooses the mechanisms for how the peg changes or is influenced. So in our situation, the peg is influenced by an interest rate that's based off the market price. So basically, it's a way to increase and decrease LTVs to try to influence our users or our vault owners, our CDT minters, to get the CDT peg closer to price. Right now, CDP is basically a hard peg stablecoin because the interest rate or the redemption rate isn't it's active, but it's not actively changing the peg at this point. That won't activate until there's enough liquidity to just protect against manipulation. Manipulation, because right now with low liquidity, you could buy or sell a lot and basically mess with people's LTVs.
Right. So as liquidity goes up, this sort of like floating peg mechanism will activate. What is the liquidity cutoff threshold for that to be less of an?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, I think it's 2 or 3 million. That's just what it's what Rye said. So since they're the only floating peg stable, I just took what they did. But yeah, it makes sense.
Nice. Now, one of the things that I think is the most interesting about CDT and like the most unique, the thing that really sets CDT apart, is how the collateral works and like what collateral types you can use to mint this. So can you kind of talk a little bit about like some of the different ways you can mint CDT and how this differs from like existing CDT stables like USK or DAI?
Yeah. So the main difference of CDT that users will experience is that you can mint with bundles. So bundles are just a way to label having multiple collateral in your position. So let's say you want to collateralize more than one asset. In most stable coins, I know another one that might be doing bundles is Go from Aave, but in most stable coins, you'll have to open two different vaults. So let's say you have Atom and Osmo, you'd have to have one vault of Osmo, one vault of Atom. And that means if Osmo goes down, if Osmo goes down and is getting close to getting liquidated, then it's just going to get liquidated. But if you have them bundled, and let's say Osmo goes down but Atom stays stable, then you wouldn't get liquidated because your Atom value is still propping up that position. So that's the main value prop of having bundles together. And then you said also, yeah, we can have like the different collateral types we can use. So Membrane can basically use any token with a price. I mean, I guess that sounds kind of simple, but like, yeah, it can use any token with any fungible token with a price. So that means we can use like any L1 asset. We can use like any protocol asset. It also means we can use LP tokens and vault tokens as well, because all of those or each of them have underlying assets that we can price. So like basically, if we add, like right now we have Adam and Osmo in actually USDC, but basically that means any LP or any vault that only uses those three assets, we can add. So adding collateral types opens up a lot more options that we can use.
Yeah, so I can basically like take my Osmo and my USDC, for example, and toss it in the Osmo USDC pool, earn the yield from that, and then also throw that in as collateral to mint CDT and potentially use that for various other things as well.
Exactly.
Awesome. And I know we're going to get like deeper into what those strategies look like here in a minute. But I really wanted to kind of like step back and look at the bundles again for a minute. So the way that I kind of look at this is like with normal CDTs or CDT stable coins, you have like individual buckets, yeah. Right? So you've got your Osmo bucket, you've got your Atom bucket, you've got your, you know, USDC or whatever bucket. And basically like your liquidation thresholds are just dependent on that one asset. So like if Osmo goes down, sure, your Atom and USDC buckets aren't going to be affected, but your Osmo backed position is going to get liquidated. Whereas like with the bundling system, it just throws it all into one bucket, right? So you've got this like, you know, let's in the same situation, your Atom and USDC positions maybe stay roughly the same, but Osmo takes a giant dump. You are less likely, like I would say significantly less likely to get liquidated than you would be with those three individual buckets.
Yeah, and just to add, in that situation, it honestly wouldn't make any sense to have a solo Osmo vault if you're that worried about that one getting liquidated. That's why so bundles come in great, because you can add like 20% of a volatile asset, and it won't tank your, like it could tank your position value by most 20%. So you can still utilize different assets in your portfolio as collateral, even if they might not be the strongest collateral asset.
Right. So even this is kind of applicable in like situations of crisis as well, right? Like, let's say somebody is just dumping Osmo on the market or whatever, and you've got this like, you've got a bundle that's, you know, Osmo maybe and like Atom or what have you. And you're worried about getting liquidated, you could just like throw some USDC into the bucket, right? And yeah. And you know, that's not in the middle of dumping, so that could potentially like save your position. Whereas with like I know we've had situations like this before where Osmo is dumping and there's this like big collateral position that's at risk of being liquidated. And your options are either repay the loan or just keep throwing Osmo at the problem, which makes things worse. Yeah,
so you end up just losing more money when you get liquidated.
Right.
Yeah, been through that. And this also, like in that case, you could take your loan and buy Osmo to redeposit. But in the case of bundles, you can take that loan of whatever it is and buy USDC like you were talking about, and just add it in. So instead of, yeah, because I mean, honestly, adding Osmo just makes the position worse. Like it doesn't actually help.
Yeah. I mean, the price keeps dumping, you know, it just compounds the problem. And then liquidations, you know, especially with larger protocols, can end up having a significant impact, a cascading impact on the price of Osmo.
So yeah.
Being able to toss other assets in and diversify against that risk is like hard to understate the impact of that, or hard to overstate.
Yeah, would you mind if you dove into liquidations right now, since you brought up cascading?
Sure. Yeah. Please feel free.
Yeah. So so bundles, they seem like they can help everywhere. So for liquidations, like in the normal scenario that we were talking about, if you have a full Osmo position and it's getting liquidated, that's 100% of the liquidation value is going to be in Osmo. And most, like on top of that, most liquidations go straight to the person who called the liquidation function. So some bot and most of the time they just sell it on the market. So that's how liquidation cascades happen. So even if you're at like 70% to getting liquidated, you might still get liquidated because somebody's huge loan started a cascade, and the market dumped too far, and now you're close to getting liquidated. That's what makes these situations a lot hairier, because even if you're not close, you're close. But with bundles, the liquidations happen proportionally to every asset in the bundle. So let's say you have 50% Ozol, 50% Atom. Okay, let's say 50% Osmo, 10% Atom, 40% USDC. I just want to add three. So you would get your liquidation would liquidate that same percentage of collateral assets. So even if this is not how member liquidations work, but that's kind of too complicated right now. But even if all three of those collateral assets that are getting liquidated get sold on the market, it's at least three different asset markets taking the brunt of that hit instead of one asset taking 100% of all the liquidations from this position or whatever position is getting liquidated.
Yeah, that's awesome, right? Because it in this situation, you're helping not only the holder of the debt position, you know, the token holder, reducing their risk of getting liquidated. You're also helping, you know, the protocol membrane itself from potentially undertaking bad debt. And on top of that, you're helping the liquidation markets by not just causing this huge dump in price. So this is a, you know, I always hesitate to use the word safe, but comparably, this is safer than just like a single asset bundled liquidation market. It's very, very awesome to see. So one other thing I did kind of want to talk about here with bundling is it's sort of an interesting way, like, we see bundles as a way to, or we see debt positions as like almost a long interest, right? You want to lock assets as collateral if you're long on that asset. If you're short on that asset, you think it's going to dump, right? You're not going to lock it up as collateral and risk getting liquid, getting liquidated. So, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the asset will in fact, go up over time or stay stable. Right. So in this sense, bundles are also sort of a way to like hedge that long interest in the collateral asset. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the angle, okay. So the baseline of this theory, or I guess this reality, is that if you have like your position all in Osmo, I love how we're picking on Osmo, but it's just true. So if your position is all in Osmo, and that means you're super long Osmo, and not only is your capital risk normally like denominated all in Osmo, but you're also taking the additional risk from the debt. That is now basically hunting your Osmo as collateral. So if you are, I guess you can be safer, you can be more prudent, or you can just not be as long Osmo. But if you add some USDC into that position, you'd be less long Osmo, quote unquote, less long Osmo. But you'd also be more protected from any price drops. So if you see the tweet that's pinned in the spaces, adding more percent of USDC is less or is more of a price drop that your position can take before you get liquidated. So like an 100% Osmo position with the membrane parameters for LTV, I'll get you liquidated at 25% price drop. But even just 10% of that position in USDC raises that price drop percentage to 35%. So the more USDC you add, the safer you're getting, or the more of a downturn you can you can live with. But obviously, the less Osmo upside you get. But we can go into this with the strategies, because there's still ways to get comparable or even more than 100% Osmo upside with these strategies or with these bundle compositions.
Yeah, and I think that's actually a great time to turn it over to Leonard Dino to kind of go into some of the strategies for CDT in a little bit more detail.
Hey guys, that was a great introduction to the importance of bundling. So yeah, I just wanted to talk about three different strategies that I wrote up, and I actually just attached it in the comments, the thread I wrote yesterday. But simple leverage, just like what we were talking about. So that would be depositing any of the currently three assets into the vault, Osmo, Atom, USDC. So whichever is your favorite asset, and then minting CDT, going and swapping that CDT for the asset again of your choice, and redepositing that back into the membrane vaults, and loop as many times as you want up to the risk and LTV that you're comfortable with. And that's how you leverage up on the asset you want. The pros here in terms of membrane specific is that you can bundle that initial deposit with USDC, so you're much more protected against any downside in the price action of your favorite asset. The problem is that, of course, looping has a risk, and it's not like membrane can remove that risk entirely. Also, CDT is cheap to mint and hold. There's no mint fee immediately like some other borrowing and lending programs, and holding CDT right now is extremely cheap in terms of its APR. So another strategy I wanted to talk about was stable peg arbitrage. And actually, someone just posted today on Twitter that they did this. So it's a great example. You go mint CDT when the peg is above one. I mean, right now, like Tris was saying, it's a hard peg. So whenever it's above one, then you can mint CDT, sell it and swap it for USDC. And then you can just hold on to that USDC for when CDT is trading below what you just arbed and swap back. This you can also do with other positions, but what's unique is some membrane, again, like I just said, doesn't have a mint fee to like immediately start the position. So, and you can do this with stables, so it's low risk. Your assets that are in the vault are in USDC, your gains are in USDC, and so it's relatively safe and easy to spot.
So when the soft peg mechanism is turned on, how does this mechanic, I guess, like, how does this shift, or like what would be different about it?
I don't know exactly how far it would float, but I guess you would have to be more aware of what the floating capacity is when you're trying to identify this ARB tricks.
So you just have to be more aware of what the repayment price is, so you know like how far away you actually are from the peg. But since the floating rates, like, so let's say we're at 90% of the peg, or this would be 90 cents right now, the rate would be 10%, and that's 10% over a year. So it's still not moving that much, and like these large ranges aren't going to be held that long because they will be arbitraged. So yeah, the actual like floating rate will probably be closer to like 1 to 3 like max most of the time.
Okay, great. Yeah, that makes sense. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Dino.
No, that's a good point. So the third strategy that's currently available with CDT is you can go to Osmosis and just search CDT in the pools. And there's currently two pools that have CDT. One of them is the Osmo and CDT pair, and it's yielding over 200% APR. So if you want to pair with Osmo, you can enter that pool. And then I've also listed, attached a little Excel flowchart, because maybe you're a short Osmo and you don't want to be holding Osmo, or maybe you're long Osmo or long Atom, and all of these different situations can, you can then mint CDT using those different assets as collateral and even leverage up with one of those assets while buying this pool. But just remember, all the Osmosis pools have 14, well, this pool has a 14-day lock. But the other one is a stable swap pool with USDC. And I think that one is just a one-day bond. I'm actually not sure. So yeah, there's always LPs, and depending on your risk appetite, you don't have to borrow assets. You can even just buy CDT, buy Osmo, and enter with zero liquidation risk. Or you can then mint the CDT yourself and enter with a vault position. And as assets, I mean, those were the three strategies I wrote up, but as assets are continued to be added to the whitelisted vault assets, more strategies will come. And if more LP positions are added as collateral options, then that's another way for the strategies to increase. More options for CDT and membrane.
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that I had is, like, I'm really excited to see some additional collateral asset options be added. I know one of the things, I was actually just talking to Johnny about this a little bit earlier, but CDT sort of has this unique potential to be like a almost like a Cosmos asset position aggregator. Like, I don't want to say index fund, but you can add like your portfolio of diversified Cosmos assets, mint a bunch of CDT, and sort of hold that position at a relatively lower risk, depending on the basket, of course, but the bundle. But I just see there's like so much potential for this as more assets get added. So Trix, is there any sense of like what the timelines are looking for adding additional assets? Like liquid staked assets, of course, via Stride are going to be a big one, in my opinion. But you know, in general, like what are the timelines looking like for adding additional assets?
Yeah, so right now everything is held up by governance, so we're just waiting for that to hit a minimum stake to activate. A month from launch would be the 10th, so that's when like theoretically we could have 1 million, but we'd need everybody to claim, so it might actually take maybe a week or two after that. But then for collateral specifics, we just need oracles. So the ST Atom Oracle might be harder to get. I know Pith has an oracle that they're getting ready. But the current oracle contract for Membrane can't use the same oracle that Levana uses because they're using ST Atom's repayment price. I think it either needs to upgrade, or it depends on if the ST Atom, not repayment price, the redemption rate. It depends on if that's a smart contract that it can query or not. But yeah, it might need an Oracle upgrade to get ST Atom, or we just wait for Pith. Just because the LPs are super low volume but high liquidity, so they can get manipulated pretty easily. It's okay as a backup, but yeah, it wouldn't be great as a main Oracle. The other ones we can add are like Noble USDC. That's easy. That's clear. And then just more LPs from, I guess, the other ones that are added. So like if there's any Noble USDC LPs, or we might get our first. Actually, we can't. If there's I was going to say we'll have our first stable swap LP maybe, but I don't think there's any actual USDC Noble LPs because they have the transmitter. So yeah, not yet.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So you know, if you're listening out there, go stake your membrane tokens so that we can get governance going and you know, get some extra collateral assets added. Beyond that, I think this would be a good time to maybe open it up for community questions. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that sounds good. J-Dub is already requesting. So.
Oh, beautiful. Johnny, welcome. Did he get approved? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Can you hear me?
Hey, Johnny, we can hear you.
Hey. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is a USDC, USDC Axel pool. I just find that. But I think it might be a concentrated liquidity one. So, we might have to make a stable swap for that. But I just wanted to chip in about Stride assets. They are using a redemption rate off smart contract on chain. So that should be queryable as well.
Yeah, that should be easy to query then. So yeah, that'd be a small upgrade.
Awesome. That's good to hear. That's relatively new, right? I think Stride just added this like maybe a month ago.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's fully rolled out yet. I think it is for the Osmo pool. Oh. But it might be pending for some of the other assets.
Brilliant.
Yeah. What you were saying before, Robo, I'm pretty excited about that use case where if you were added a lot of ST assets, you could effectively be a kind of a place where you put the ST assets, and this is your portfolio. And then if you want to borrow a small amount of CDT against that, you've got a bit of flexibility and you don't have to worry about the unstaking. You don't want to sell your assets when the market's down. You can just be long on whatever you want and just hold like a 5-10% mint rate if you want. I think it could be a really interesting use.
Yeah. And so with that situation, you've got a hurdle rate effectively of 10%, which is Stride's, basically Stride's taker fee. So as long as you're minting CDT and you can get a rate, a rate on those tokens that exceeds 10%, which frankly I think should be pretty easy because you can do most things with your CDT. You can either sell it for other assets and then just sort of like play around with those assets, whether you're generating yield for LPs or what have you, or even like go full degen and start looping, right? I think it just opens up a ton of possibilities as well. So I'm super excited for something like this to happen.
Yeah, Johnny, that's a great idea because one of the risks with staked assets, liquid staked derivatives, is if one of them depegs for some reason. But if you have a basket of stables as your collateral, then even if one of them has a random event where it depegs, and like what we saw with Staked Atom a few weeks ago, then you're still at least protected because the other staked assets are probably not having that similar event.
Yeah, exactly. The hurdle rate it's a flat 10%, though. That's just the fee that they take. So you'd actually be earning yield on your collateral. And if you only had a small loan, you in theory would be a self-repaying loan, just not quite as efficient as if you'd staked assets themselves.
Yeah, totally. Does anyone else want to come up and chat or have any questions, thoughts, ideas, requests, anything like that? I'll give a few more minutes for questions, but while we're doing that, maybe Trix, can you give us some calls to action here? I know we've talked about a lot, but I'd love to hear more about where people can go to get involved in Membrane's community. Where can we find you? And just what are the next steps for Membrane?
You can find the whole community in the Discord. We don't have a Telegram. The Discord is linked in our link tree on the Twitter profile. We also have some people that are not active on Discord, but they're active on Twitter. So you can find us in conversations around the space. And then some next steps. So I guess the current priorities for Membrane are basically optimizing or restyling, reformatting the front end before we get all of these new contract upgrades and collateral types. So that's the main focus. There'll be a lot of changes to the front end in the coming weeks. So yeah, that'd be nice to see. And yeah, and then past that, we'll probably just be talking a lot about minting or minting and bundling with LP soon.
Awesome. Yeah, and just as an extra call out to everyone, one of the things that I love so much about Membrane is this whole thing is like, you know, Trix is basically like a one man army, developing this protocol, but a lot of the other stuff is done in the open and is fully community driven. Like even just preparing the space, you can go into the Discord right now and look at our whole conversation about this space. It was done fully in the open, fully community driven, open for participation, which is unique to me. Like usually with these things, you kind of like pull people into private groups and do all this coordination there. But I love how community driven this whole thing is. So there's a lot of opportunity for anyone to get involved that wants to. And I think that's something that we encourage.
Yeah, there's also we've also had multiple people come contribute to the front end, either through code or through new designs and stuff that have been implemented. So yeah, it's all a nice little fun collaboration. So yeah, if you have any tips, you have anything you want to see, any feedback, yeah, just come tell us.
Awesome. I'll give maybe another minute for anyone to request to speak if they have questions. And then if not, I think we're good to wrap up.
Yeah, sounds like plan. Well, while we're waiting, I wanted to hone in on that on the looping with the bundles. So yeah, before I get into it though, one of the things with the bundles is that we don't really know if like our users gonna deposit multiple assets that they have, or people are gonna like TP or take profit in an asset and then maybe put that in the stable in the bundle. But like when you get the increased priced, or I guess the increased barrier to price drops with the bundle ratios, you can loop that to get, like, let's say you have 80% of Osmo, you can loop that to get back above 100 Osmo or at or 100 Osmo and still get the same protection on the price drop as long as you're looping it like balanced in the same ratio. So yeah, I don't know the I haven't thought through the exact added risk other than the looping, but it's a nice way to get leverage with better protection for liquidations, because most leverage you're gonna get isn't going to protect you from like 40 plus or like up to 60% price drops. So a small leverage that doesn't get you liquidated is a lot better than larger leverage that gets you liquidated quick. So yeah.
Right.
So yeah, Trix.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm really looking forward to seeing some widgets or tools we can use to calculate our own bundled risk ratios with different assets, and looking at, okay, if there was a 40% price drop in this asset but not the other one, like where am I at with my LTV? I think that'll be really helpful for people.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I think that's on the list.
So the user flow for something like this would be like, you know, basically you deposit your bundle in whichever ratio you're comfortable with, mint CDT, sell your CDT for that same ratio of, you know, Osmo and USDC again, let's say, and then just add that back into the collateral assets in that same proportion and mint more CDT.
Yeah. And the thing is, you would get the leverage before you mint the CDT the last time. So you would actually be, more safe if you didn't mint more. So if you're going to mint more, you should either like do something with it or just not mint more. But yeah, that's basically what you would do.
Awesome. Well, yeah, so I don't see any additional questions from the community. Any final thoughts from you guys before we wrap up? Okay. Well, thank you everyone for hopping in and joining us. Thank you, Trix, for hosting, and Dino, thank you for hosting as well. Johnny, thanks for coming in to speak. And this was really great. I hope we can do a couple more like this. I think there's still a lot of stuff to talk about with membranes. So looking forward to doing more.
Same too. Thanks for everybody that came to listen.
Yep. Thanks guys. Thanks, Robo. Thanks, Trix.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these token knocks. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Click the cap. Yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.